We're live.
91.1 WEDM. Welcome back to another edition of the Inside the Huddle podcast. Today I am joined by two very, very special men. Gentlemen, please introduce yourselves.
What's up, everybody? My name is William Arnold. I'm a senior here at Warren Central.
I'm Tyson Hollis, senior here at Warren Central.
Yes, and what sport do both of you play or are currently in season?
Track.
All right, so what made you guys get into track in the first place? All the questions is to both of you, so.
I don't know. I guess it was just natural. I liked running. I tried to play basketball, but I just liked the running part, I guess.
Uh-huh.
Man, so I didn't start track until my senior year. I mean, my sophomore year. So I didn't know track was actually there for me. Because my freshman year, I played baseball and basketball. And I was like, man, I don't know about this anymore. So I just jumped to track. And ever since, I never went back to other sports, honestly.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So start by some of the events that you guys run. And Will, what do you run?
I actually run the 400, 4x4, and I wanted to do the 200 too. So.
And I, Tyson Hollis, I do the 110 hurdles and the 300 hurdles.
110, okay.
You'll be in a relay.
Nah, I won't be in a relay this year.
I don't know why. You can do it.
Relay for what?
4x4.
They want me in a 4x4, but I don't know.
You don't got to
be there.
First of all, I'm going to be on the 4x4. So
you're going to be on a 4x4.
You're going to have to take somebody else's spot. I'm sorry.
Ah!
But talk about some of your goals for the season.
Oh, man. My goal is to make it to state.
In the four.
To
what is your goal time?
For the 400, I want to do like 48.
48?
Yeah.
You're trying to go big or go home.
You're trying to pull an auto.
Auto. Oh, let's not get it started with auto. Yeah, that gentleman is fast.
Tyson, what are your goals?
Basically, I'm going into I don't know, probably the same goals as last year, because last year I had the same goals and also achieved. So I think this year I can achieve the same goals and do better. And be successful.
And just to get faster, too.
And what was those goals? What exactly did you do last year?
My goal was last year to meet the requirement times and make it to state and just grind through the whole season and not let up.
So your goal this year would be to score at state, would you say?
Yeah. This
and
year,
make it out of trial.
Yeah. For indoor, last year I didn't make it for indoor state last year. One of my goals this year is to make it to indoor state this year and also outdoor state. And basically pretty
all right. So take us through last season. How do you guys think last season went?
As a team?
Team or individuals. You can start with individual first.
Well, honestly, the goal is to have as much people as we can to qualify for state. We kind of met that goal, but we could have did better. I think this year we have the potential to do much better than what we had last year. And I don't know. I don't want to say too much, but yeah.
I feel like as a team, we just be not as focused or not as together as other teams.
Facts.
Last year was kind of a blur. I really don't really have any memorable memories from it. I can't really.
I think it's because, like, they canceled, like, most of our meets.
Yeah, they canceled a lot of meets that we could have ran in.
Yeah.
They didn't make it.
I think both relay meets, Warren and Southport.
Yeah. Got canceled.
Shit never got canceled.
Especially the
Warren meet where they said it was supposed to rain
and then
it was partly cloudy.
I remember that day because that day
in 72 in perfect running weather.
Yeah, I was literally out there that day, still practicing after they said we didn't have a meet. So I was like, we could have ran in this, honestly.
Yeah, not really sure what happened there. All right, that'll be it for this edition of the Inside the Huddle podcast. Be sure to check out the next edition. guys got any other?
Man, all I gotta say is
it's all love out here.
It's all love. Hey, tune in. Hey,
it's gonna be a fun season.
Fun season, senior year.
It's gonna be a good season. Good. A lot of work.
A lot of work.
A lot of hard work.
New things coming.
Sweat, blood, sweat, and tears all on a track at
and
every.
You'll hear about it.
Yes, sir. All right. Stay tuned for the next edition.
It's a good experience, though. Yeah. Most of our beats are a good experience and a good time. But
that's my favorite.
Indoor, yeah, that's also an important meet. Outdoor, now when we get to outdoor, obviously state is going to be an important meet.
So let's start Mick.
Oh, yeah.
Mick is probably...
I'd say Mick is my favorite meet.
Yeah. That's
all
it's
you.
All the...
competition. You get to scout to see who's there.
I would say Mick is the closest meet to state.
Yeah. Honestly.
Based off
pure competition.
Pure exactly. competition. Last year, fun night, though. Yeah, last year indoor Mick, I wasn't, like, really too impressed. Maybe it was, like, the...
It wasn't as... Where was it?
Last
we had year, it at Wabash.
Yeah, it was...
And it wasn't...
Last year, indoor Mick was a little trash.
Yeah, and
I'm not
gonna terrible.
Lie.
It was
boring.
Yeah. But this year, we're going to try to make it a better year. Hopefully, we don't
no
go back
to offense
to
Wabash, but that track is not...
Yeah, that...
It's like our track here.
That's not... It's not it. It's not it.
So, yeah, we got sectionals, regionals, Mick, and state.
91.1 WEDM. Welcome back to another edition of the Inside the Huddle podcast. I am, of course, Isaiah Hoffman, and they just love putting me on swimming. We are back once again with Warren Central Swimmer.
Jonathan.
Here with Jonathan, and we are going to talk about swimming. You guys have a meet when?
About next Monday.
Next Monday, first meet of the season?
Two Mondays, yeah. It's the girls, it's on a Saturday. It's next Saturday.
So next Saturday, we've got swimming. So there's a lot of competition. So much people don't know about swimming. So to get as much interviews as we had lately for swimming, it's good to know that we're getting around to every sport and you guys are just starting. You guys are getting ready for the season. We talked a few months back. You said the team was coming together. How does it look now?
It looks a lot more better. People are understanding more about different stuff that they didn't know before, like flip turns and like somersaults. They're just learning. It's pretty good.
So one of the most challenging thing for new people, it is going off the block.
Yeah.
How has that looked for all the new people?
Well, it's one thing that's getting new to it. One thing that, like, it's either you got it or you don't. Getting ready for the off the block is kind of a very hard thing to learn, but pretty easy thing when you get it down.
So we know one of the biggest senior leaders... he left. He went off to college. So how have you being the senior, one of the big leaders of the team, who else has helped step up and be one of the leaders on this team?
Well, we have a lot of seniors this year rather than last year. We also have Gavin, Galato, Marlene, Tavir, Therese, Maria, Ali, Andrew. Just pretty much we have a very good leadership team.
So one person that really... I think shocked all of us. Well, I wouldn't say that, but she definitely shocked a lot of people, and that was Riley Burke. She broke a lot of records last year. How do you think she's going to do this year?
I feel like she's going to even break even more records into it. Like, she's really good, and she's really into the training and everything.
So you guys are heading into your first meet, and that is against who?
Don't
know yet?
Don't know that.
So let's just get into it. Competition. What are the big teams you guys are, you like the big meets looking into it? Like, who are the teams you got to be aware of this season?
So, there's always, like, the same teams every year, like North Central and Franklin and also Ellen, Lawrence North.
So, what do you think? Maybe, are you there or are you maybe, like, a little step below? Where do you think you guys are?
It's mainly between those four teams. Sincroft wanted us to, both the boys and girls, to shoot for third place. Into that.
And I think last year he had you guys shoot for what, fourth?
Third
place. And you guys, we finished what?
Fourth.
So you guys are right there. You guys are competing right there head to head. Do you think this team is going to be able, do you think this team can get third place this year unlike last year?
I believe it because all the training and stuff that we've been going through, all the hard work that we've come together, all the chemistry, we have a bond more, more than last year because we're like laughing and ready to go to practice.
I think we can definitely say that the girls had a better bond than the boys. Like the boys, it was more about let's have fun, and the girls took it serious. And as we saw that a lot when it came to all the records they broke when it came to relays, we saw them break a very historic record at Witch Meet. It was the meet against New Pal.
I think that was more of a bigger meet.
Yeah, it was one of the biggest meets of the year. That was the Warrior invite. That's which one it was. And they broke a record that lasted a long time. Yeah. So for them to beat that, you just saw how determined they were that year. For the boys, wasn't the best year. You know, there wasn't a lot of records broken. What is your record to break? Like, what record are you looking to break this year?
Well, I'm looking for two. I just got into doing fly. So I'm looking for 100 fly. And obviously, been going for this for 4 years, 50 free.
Yeah, we've seen you've been close multiple times. What training does it take to beat a record? Because those records, they're hard. It's hard to achieve a record, especially when it comes to swimming. So how much work is put in to break those records?
It's pretty much like all the work you have throughout practice. You gotta race, you gotta go, you gotta get in that hurt locker and keep pushing through practice, even though like you don't want to, you gotta do it. And makes it easier is just racing with your fellow companionships beside you.
So the competition, we know it's going to be a fun year, you think. You think it's going to be a really good year for both sides, boys and girls. Is there any sophomores or freshmen or juniors that you're interested in seeing improve this year?
Well, obviously, I want to see, like, everyone improve because that's my ultimate goal. Like, everyone has, like, I want everyone to improve throughout every year. But pretty much I can tell by Gus, Augustin Dow, and Riley Brick because I always practice with them and they're really fast and I like racing them.
Yeah, we've heard a lot about Augustin Dow. I can't wait to see how he performs this year for the boys' side. Now, you're one of the big leaders, as we've already stated. How do you keep yourself into it? Because, you know, being the leader means you got to show up most of the time. You got to be there even though you don't want to. What keeps you motivated to come to practice every day?
Well, mainly because, like, if I come to practice, other people come to practice. If they come to practice, it makes more fun, and that makes me want to go. Like, in the morning, 5:30 in the morning, it's pretty drooling, but...
Especially after a meet.
It's really drooling, and, like, if everyone's there, it's okay, like... We're all there together. That's what makes me want to go every day.
So when are you have your tough practices and you have those easy practices. When are the hard practices come into play, and when are those easy practices coming into play?
Well, necessarily, like if we have like right now before all the meets, we have very hard practice and we're just getting into shape. But like easy practices come into like if we have like 3 meets a week. That's like sometimes we might have an easy morning practice, easy afternoon practice. And to that, hard practices come into like before, like 2 weeks before county, so we can get ready for that. 2 weeks before sectionals and kind of cool it off before state.
So what about we're heading into what's the closest like big meet coming up? I believe that's
county.
County. So when it comes to county, what do you want to swim at county?
I really want to focus on my 100 butterfly and 50 free this year. But it's pretty much anything that coach thinks that's good for me to get points, the maximum amount of points.
So when we go back to practices, which one do you like the best? Is it morning or is it afternoon?
Afternoon, 100%.
I don't know why I always liked morning. And I don't know why. I honestly don't know why. I was like, I go to morning, I may not need to go in afternoon unless it's mandatory. But that was always just me. Now, you guys have Saturday practices.
Yes, it's very mandatory this year.
Very mandatory this year. And then I heard you also got Fridays taken off.
Yeah, we have Friday morning, but no Friday afternoon.
That's pretty good. I wouldn't be mad about that. So explain Saturday mornings, because from what I've heard from other people that have came in here and have talked about it, Saturdays are a lot different from your morning practice on a Wednesday to your afternoon practice on a Thursday. How is Saturday different?
So Saturday we might wake up, go to school about 8 o'clock, before 8, get dressed. Depends on what the coach want to do. We usually swim and then go work out for about 40 minutes, but it's mainly swimming. We might do like a time trail, see where we're all standing at, and pretty much that's all. We sometimes get breakfast on Saturday, so that's a plus.
So I want to go back to state, right? Let's go back to state. Who made it to state? Because I know we got one boys relay for state.
We had only one boys relay for the state. Now we're looking for about two relays and a couple individuals.
And then you look on the girls' side. Everyone's really excited for the girls' side. I know I'm excited for the girls' side, and I want to see how the boys improve off last season. So let's go. So when they count all the standings, does it go like, is it individual, like boys, like they place fourth when it comes to all the schools, and the girls place fourth when it comes to all the schools? Yeah. How did that go?
Like, it's different counteract because, like, girls also have the, like, they go against the other girls and they go head to head, boys head to head. And, like, when they go head to head, they have to compete with the other girls. But also, we have to help them get ready and, like, pump them up for their race. Like, we're there also. We're just there for each other.
So the boys place fourth, right? And then the girls place.
I believe easier the girls place third or we place third and fourth. Yeah, it's third and fourth.
So you're looking. So it's going to be a big year for the swim team. Make sure you go out and support the Warren Central Warriors swim team. That was another edition of the Inside the Huddle podcast. Thank you for listening, and we will see you guys next time.
What's up, y'all? It's DJ Jetty. I'm back with another edition of Inside the Huddle. I'm here with Jake Wellman with the Warren Central football team, and he's just going to tell me about how the season's going, and I'm just going to talk and, you know, just talk. So we are now in the playoffs of high school football. How did the regular season go, and how did you guys improve? How have you guys been improving coming to this point?
The regular season went pretty well, especially for having a lot of inexperience on the field, having only two starters on each side returning. We did pretty well, a lot of bumps on the way. But so far, since the regular season has ended, we've come a long way. We've been doing a lot of stuff to hone our crafts and improve and just get ready for another state run.
How hard was it when you guys only had two starters coming back, like returning? How difficult was that through the season to, you know, to understand that these are new guys, everyone's basically new, and, you know, you guys won state last year, so you guys got to kind of live up to that reputation. How was that throughout the regular season?
It was, I don't really know how to describe it, but it was kind of frustrating at times because people would always compare us to last year's team. And at first I saw it as a burden. I was like, man, everybody's saying that we aren't this, we aren't that. But then more of the starters this year got together. We were like, look, we're our own team, and we just got to make our own destiny. Nobody really believes in us, so let's just believe in ourselves and make history.
So, and then with the win last week against North Central,
that was the
beginning of sectionals. How was that? I know that was a big stress reliever when you guys won that game, because that's like the first game. You know, you guys have all your jitters. You know, you guys could go home. Any of these weeks, you guys could go home. So, how do you guys play knowing that's on your mind?
We just play like it's our last game, like it could be our last play, our last drive, our last everything, and that really drives you.
And you're a senior this year, so I know that's definitely had a, you know, a bigger impact than maybe it would be on a junior or a sophomore or something.
All right, it is different.
As a senior on the team, how have you stepped up into like a leadership role within the team?
Yeah, ever since really last January when we started, the leaders emerged pretty much right away. Though we've had people come along the way and kind of step up into roles when we needed them. Yeah, I myself and my teammates have come into leadership roles, and being a leader on a team of this scale is really stressful. If you don't know, I mean, you have people texting you constantly, you have coaches constantly like wanting you to not be perfect, but to be the example, to also be another coach. And that's stressful, and especially when you lose games or are in games that you shouldn't even be in. Like the first time we played a few of these teams, especially the BD game, you have alum texting you and blowing up your phone, talking about this is what you guys need to do, how come you guys can lose those games or be in these close of games, especially after that Carmel game, the loss that we took there, that was, my phone was blown up that night.
How do you handle those losses, and what do you tell your teammates when you take losses that are, you know, with the Ben Davis game, you know, that loss is kind of arguable, but with the Carmel game, how do you guys take a loss like that from a player perspective? I can see the coaches, you know, you guys weren't prepared, or, you know, I just don't know. I can't imagine what the coaches are saying, really. But from a player's aspect, did you feel you guys played to your best ability, or were you guys just ashamed of how you guys played?
We were embarrassed. They didn't even beat us. On the scoreboard, they beat us, but we left that game knowing we beat ourselves. That's our constant battle. That's the biggest challenge we've had all year, just trying to beat ourselves and get out of our own way. The coaches really weren't saying much. They knew that we felt it the same. They knew what it held on us. But it just, after those type of losses, especially in the regular season, you just got to really just learn from it and move on, because you got times like we're in now where we're in the playoffs and it's live or die. I mean, if you have one of those games again, you're done. So you just got to learn from those losses and move on, because if you think about them too much, then that can just drag the rest of your season down.
Now, with the other teams still in the playoffs and sectionals and stuff, still on the road to state, where do you guys rank yourselves among those teams?
You already know we think we're the best team in the state, no doubt. But
I figured. That's what I was figuring, yeah, but
just got to play one game at a time. Nobody's the best until they're holding up that trophy.
So what has been the mentality, you know, this season? I know last season it was kind of like a can't fold, won't fold type of ordeal.
Yeah.
What are you guys living by that same kind of motto this season, or is it, you know, is it more of like we're a new team, we're not last year's team, but we still got some stuff to prove, and we still think we can bring that championship home too.
We haven't really had a motto this year. But if we were to have one, it would just be grind. I mean, because we're constantly having to grind. As you guys have seen, the state is pretty much wide open this year, and everybody is just on the same path. Everybody thinks they can do it. Everybody has hope. But only one team can really do it, and we believe we're that team. But like I said earlier, you just got to keep grinding. You got to take it one game at a time. Like this week, we're just trying to be the best in our sectional. Next week, we're going to try to be the best in our regional.
And last year, Warren did look so dominant, and this year Warren doesn't look as dominant, but I don't think it's just because Warren has taken a step back. I think it's because other teams have taken a step forward, and right. It's more of a level playing field this year. So
definitely, I mean, it kind of hurts losing people like David and Ramir. I mean, they're pretty much automatic 20 yards right away, but this year is a lot more even. There's a lot more. Every team was really new this year, and kind of just everybody's trying to feel their way out. Nobody really has those guys that can just, you put it in their hands and they're going to score three times a game.
And it seems like everyone, since everything is so level right now, really, everyone's just kind of overlooking Warren. It does seem like people think, you know, Warren's not going to do it. They don't have, everything's equal. People think everything's equal, so it's not like everyone thinks like, oh no, it's not going to be Warren that does it. Everyone thinking it's, you know, going to be the other teams.
Right.
The first time we played LN, the score was 24-20. We won, but we were down 14-0 at the half, and you know it wasn't really what we expected when we faced them. So facing them again in sectionals, are you guys coming 110% locked in, or?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, there's no other way to come. Like I said earlier, it's do or die now. Either you win or you're done. And especially for us seniors, that is different. I mean, it's special to put on the black and gold. And when you get that taken away from you, you can't ever get it back.
So is everyone on the team basically kind of, they got that mentality right now?
Yeah, I mean, we're Warren and it's the state playoffs. When it comes playoff time, it's a different mindset. I mean, I remember Coach West a few weeks back, he said his favorite thing about Warren is when it comes playoff time, it's just a different gear. It's a different mindset. And I couldn't agree with him more. But back to your LN question, yeah. First game was pretty close. We came out, we underestimated them. And they have some playmakers. And we were helping them a little bit in limiting our strategy. But we came out on top because came out that second half, started playing our football.
What do you think in the first game that we struggled with the most against LN?
I would say just playing, I'm trying to think. I would say really just energy and focus. We came out with zero energy. We weren't really focused at the task on hand. We just really came out really flat, and it wasn't until we were down 14-0 when we were like, all right, let's start playing. Now we can start playing football.
So whenever you go into halftime, whether the score is still 0-0 or, you know, you're down 14-0, you guys are never thinking that – you guys are always coming out, wanting to come out into the second half, wanting to play your best no matter what, right? No matter the deficit. Right. You guys are always coming back out because you guys want the win.
Right.
I'm Judson. That was another edition of Inside the Huddle here on 91.1 WEDM. Or if you're listening to this on the website, WEDMFM.com. I'm here with Jake. I appreciate him coming down, talking to me for a little bit, giving me some of his time. See you guys next time.
Peace.
91.1 WEDM. Welcome to another episode of Inside the Huddle Podcast. I'm Colin Echols, and this week I'm going to be flying solo, taking you back on a little journey through Warren Central football history. Basically, you know, the Warren Central Warriors are on the brink of another historic season here in 2019. They're about to play the regional championship versus Center Grove, which is this Friday, the 15th of November. So it's going to be a very big deal. It's going to be a very big game. They're on the road to state once again. And yeah, so we're just going to take a little brief flight through history, I guess, if you want to call it. So, you know, to start off, Warren Central, they have a decent football team. They're kind of up and down. They really haven't won anything. Won their first championship in the year 1984. They would go to win more of them in 1985, along with 2003, 2004, 2005, 2006, 2009, 2013, and 2018 for a grand total of 9 state championships here at Warren Central High School. And on top of that, they've been to 19 sectional championships. It looks like they've been 9 regional championships, 9 semi-states, and 9 states. So every time Warren Central has been to a state championship, they've come out with a win. They have been unstoppable. They've beaten Carmel multiple times, Center Grove. I mean, you look at these teams that they've played. The Warren Central Warriors do not play bad teams at all. They play good teams every year. It's a packed schedule. The MIC every year is one of the hardest schedules that any team has to play. If you play any MIC team, you're playing a good team. Carmel, Center Grove, Ben Davis, LN, LC, North Central, Warren Central, everybody that's in the MIC is going to be a tough opponent. That's just how it's going to be. There's no way around it. Even Pike every year. No offense by any mean, but Pike is normally towards the bottom of the MIC. They just haven't had a very solid program for the past few years. They do a very good job. They're turning it around over there. They did a very good bounce back season this year after graduating a lot of people and getting a new coach. But even Pike, you look at them, that's a very, very good football team, way above average. Everyone in the MIC is. So you look at that, Warren Central has just had a phenomenal football history here at Warren Central High School. Many, many stars as well. You look at some of the people, you know, Jeff George is probably the most notable. Obviously, he went to the NFL, played a bunch of years there. He's a number one overall draft pick, played for the Colts, the Falcons, the Raiders, the Vikings, the Redskins. He played a lot of different places, and he is probably one of the most recognizable football figures here at Warren Central High School. You look at some of the newer guys, Ramir Elliott from last year, Jaden George, Jeff George's son, Jeff George Jr., David Bell, all 4 of those guys making their way through college, giving themselves a phenomenal opportunity to have a future in football. Sheldon Day as well. He's currently in the NFL playing for the San Francisco 49ers. I mean, you really just can't get any better than Warren Central football. It's the heart and soul of Warren Central. If you look, every Friday night, parking lots are always full during football season. It doesn't matter. Warren Central can be 0-5. They can be 5-0. And people will still come out to watch a Warren Central football team because it is Warren Central football. You just don't get any better than that. And there's not much more to say besides that. You look at, even on their worst seasons, a couple years ago, they were struggling a little bit, not going to lie, and ended up losing first round of sectionals. That's, in terms of Warren Central football, that's a bad year. They're losing sectionals, not winning a sectional championship. That's a bad year for Warren Central. But you know what? Everyone still came out to every game. Everybody packed the stands, home and away. It doesn't get any better than Warren Central football. I can't say that enough. And you look at, some of the phenomenal figures over the years in terms of coaching. Coach West now, he's probably had one of the bigger impacts on Warren Central football. I mean, he's very, very highly recognized. He was currently at LC before Warren Central, and he was able to put up a championship there. He comes to Warren Central, gave us a championship our first year in 2013. 5 years later, he's got one in 2018, and he's on the road to his third potential championship here at Warren Central High School this year in 2019. And then the biggest figure that everybody knows, he's here for every Warren Central championship, all nine of them, Coach Larry Willen, Larry the Legend. Obviously we lost him earlier this year, which was a big, big deal for Warren Central. To lose a figure like that for any school is a big deal, but someone that was so important to not only the football team, but Warren Central High School as a whole, is just a tough thing to grip for a lot of people. And there was a big night for him, and Warren Central was able to actually come out and support and make him a big deal like he should be. I mean, Larry the Legend Willen is Warren Central football. That is the definition of Warren Central football. When he was gone on an interview with him last year before state, he said he just wanted to be remembered as a good guy. He is a good guy. I mean, he is the epitome of what it was to be a Warrior and to be a part of Warren Central football. So obviously Coach Willen will be missed. And there's a lot of examples to show for what the impact he had was on Warren Central football. People talking about renaming the field after him, putting a statue of him outside the field. Both of those, I think, are very deserved for him. Being here through all nine state championships, being here for 50-some-odd years, that's just dedication. That's love for a football team. So I think that he is definitely deserving of having the field named after him and a statue of him made. So I think that, overall, Warren Central football is the heart and soul of Warren Central High School. Obviously, there's other things, too. Basketball has been a big part of Warren Central. Track and field, cross country, lacrosse, baseball, softball, everything is really a part of Warren Central here in terms of athletics. Athletics is the heart of Warren Central, but you look at what's the heart of the heart, and that is football. You don't hear a lot of people talking about, Warren Central Baseball did this. Obviously, they had a big upset against LN last year in the sectional tournament. That was a huge deal, got them a little bit of notice. You look at basketball, girls' championship, boys' championship in the same year. Boys went undefeated 32-0. Crazy, crazy year. But you look at the heart and soul of all of that, and you have Warren Central football. Nothing is better than Warren Central football. Nothing ever will be. It's Warren Central football, and like I said, they're up for their 10th regional championship this year in 2019, and 2 days from now when I'm recording this on November 15th. So that does conclude my brief history of Warren Central football. Make sure you do stay tuned in because we have some more interviews coming up here in just a few seconds on Inside the Huddle podcast on the Sports Voice of your Warren Central Warriors, 91.1 WEDM.